We do have some guests. Terry Stuckey is here with us this morning with the Central Kansas Twisters. Also, Brian Weber is joining us as well. He's one of the players with Central Kansas Twisters. New team, same league though, but a new team and over at Heston this time, Terry.
Yeah, just another expansion team in the league trying to grow the Mid-America Basketball Association. And opportunity arose. We have an owner that had some HCC roots that lives in Emporia. He decided to put a team together, and that's what we're doing today.
Awesome. So how many teams in the league? When's everything get started? I'll ask you a few more questions regarding that.
Well,
going to be based in Heston
right.
at the college over there.
Yep.
And how many teams in the league and where are they at?
Six officially, five. One team is kind of on the fence a little bit as far as they're having some arena problems. That's the issue there. But they're going to play some teams this year. But five that are full-bore scheduled teams that we're playing home and away with.
Awesome. Awesome. Brian, a new league, a new team. And, of course, you've played for some years now. But it's kind of fun. You live here in Hutchinson, but you're going to be traveling over to Heston. And the college really worked well is what Terry had indicated.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I own an ultrasound business. And so traveling for me is not a big deal. I travel every day. So having a lot of the other guys on the team coming from surrounding areas too, everybody's traveling for the same goal, and that's nice to have.
And is this primarily guys, Terry, that still want to play a little ball, maybe still have full-time jobs and not able to commit to a team with some other teams, some other leagues around, but still want to play some basketball?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's, so much of what happens with guys, they leave JUCOs or NAAI type situations, and they don't get a lot of exposure. They just kind of go in the workforce or start working, raising a family, but they still can play. Another platform for them to kind of show what they can do and maybe move up to the next level. Usually it's a foreign league or something like that, overseas type leagues, if they're going to make the next level jump.
Yeah, we were talking out in the hallway. There's those leagues but they don't pay a lot. So it's the love of the game, isn't it, Brian?
It is, yep. And that's why I'm still playing. I mean, I don't have any desires to move up. I just enjoy the game, and it helps keep me in shape.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, is a lot of these guys just stay in shape this way basically make it that way, and it makes it kind of fun to do. The commitment to go overseas is a lot, and you don't always know that the paycheck's going to come in when you're in an overseas situation. I'm talking about playing in Europe. Most of the time, Brussels and some of those areas were okay, but at the same time, it's kind of nice to be back at home, especially the majority of your kids are from around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. We kind of from McPherson, Wichita, Hutch area, all through this part of the country here, and it is a big commitment. I tell the guys early in the season, if this is your goal, I'm not going to try to shatter it, but plan ahead, talk to your family. Is a move that you actually want to make? It's a big move.
There was a time, and Brian, you would remember this, when towns had town team basketball. Mm-hmm. There was had a league to some extent. I saw it all over the place. I'm from Central Kansas and remember playing a little town team after my college career was finished, and this is a little extension of that, but a little higher level.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's there's guys that play in the league that never played high school ball because they didn't develop until after high school, and now they're getting a chance to finally see what they can do, and it's pretty cool to see that.
What's your average age? You got an idea what your average age might be?
I suppose the overall average age is probably 25 or 6.
Okay.
There's a few older, but there's quite a few in that 23, 24 range.
And again, love of the game is what kind of prompts them to go after that. And you have a lot of community pride as well. Folks, I think we were talking about where you're going to be located at Heston. That's a great draw for Newton, great draw for Mountain Ridge, great draw for Hutchinson, and even a little bit of Wichita. So that's going to be a good thing.
With the team called Central Kansas, it's a great place to play.
we're kind of in the middle
of a lot of things, for sure.
Yeah. Exactly. Does Salinas still have one of their teams up there? I think they've kind of been in and out. They were the Cagers for a while.
Right, yeah. As far as I know, not at this time.
I don't think so either. Yeah. And that was Coach Flax had started that for a long time ago, and was interested in that, of course. Well, and the league you're going to play in with six teams, that's a good, good round robin to some extent. And will you have a league playoff as well?
Yes, there'll be playoffs last weekend of June. It'll be a Final Four. Just top four teams will play a semifinal and final type game that weekend.
What about rules? I'm already interested in that. Primarily the college rules to some extent, or more so NBA rules.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much all NBA rules is what we're going by, which is, a challenge sometimes for local officials that are college officials primarily.
Exactly.
That kind of step and learn
call
those
the
rules.
Travel call. That's right. What it, yeah. And no defense. Right. Come on, Brian. Right. You got to play some defense, man. You got to believe that. So, and one more question real quick before we take a break. When's the season start and when's it go to?
Well, we actually start this Friday here, the 13th, at home. We're playing the defending league champs, Oklahoma City Servants. It'll be a great game at 6 o'clock at the Yost Center that night.
All right. So Oklahoma City, Oklahoma coming to town. That should be fun. And that's going to be at the Yost Center at 325 South College in Heston, mm-hmm. for folks that aren't familiar with that. And what time is that going to kick off again?
6 o'clock.
All right, 6 o'clock on coming up this Friday. I see sponsorships available, and you got a few like Blue Stem Communities and a couple different ones that you feature different weeks. Is that going to be a weekly thing for having sponsors?
We're going to, most of our seasons are full season sponsored, but we tend to feature certain ones certain weeks throughout the season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a neat thing. So anybody that might be listening has a business that wants to get a hold of you, what's a good number to give out and get a hold of you?
620-727-5710. 727-5710.
5710. Yep. So they're easy to get a hold of you and get sponsorships going. How big is the college? I've only called games one time there, and it's good size, but at the same time a little bit bigger in high school, but mm-hmm. about equivalent to that. So you can probably hold a couple thousand.
Yeah, I think it'll seat a little over 1,000,
okay,
right?
A little
in that
over
area.
1,000.
But it's a really nice environment. The way it's set up, it could be nice and loud in there with a big crowd, and I think it's a great fit for us. Absolutely.
Awesome. So where the majority of your guys come from? We talked about, Hutchinson and different areas, and what's the majority of where you guys are from?
Several in Hutch, three or four, I guess, and mm-hmm. tied to Hutch. And we've got probably another five or six out of the Wichita area. We got one from McPherson, and mm-hmm. there's kind of Derby, outskirting areas of Wichita as well. This kind of all over this central area. I think part of it was we had several tryouts too, but it was hard to get the word always out about the tryouts mm-hmm. being a new team. You put it out the social media things you can, hang posters up and hope people see it, because that's the way they're going to find out the first year. Now, since our season has kind of got underway with practices, many people have reached out about wanting to try out, but it's kind of late for a lot of that to happen now. So I think next year we'll have a lot bigger turnout probably.
Brian, you were talking about a young man that he was homeschooled primarily and mm-hmm. really has progressed after his college playing days or possible college days of mm-hmm. playing. That's kind of a neat story to have some folks that just you said he was one of the top athletes probably out of Reno County.
He is. The kid is, Andrew Miller is just an incredible athlete, and I hope some people can come to the games, because you'll see some high-flying dunks out of him this year.
And 5'10"?
Yeah, about 5'10", 5'11".
That just totally amazes me at 5'10", that you can get the dunks out of the kids. I see it all the time at the JUCO level. Saw it at the tournament as well, so it makes fun. Now, where's the postseason going to be played? Is it home and away for seating purposes, or do you have one site you're going to come
to?
Well,
I think this year it's going to be a one set site, a neutral court site in Oklahoma City area. It'll be at a Christian college down there. Mm-hmm. I can't really say exactly where yet, but they're the works of getting that finalized right now. But it'll be down there for a neutral site type game.
I'm impressed that Oklahoma City, do they have a couple teams or just one team?
Two teams. Two in the city this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
They like their sports down there.
They get a lot of athletes down there, a lot of good players.
Exactly. In Kansas, and where are some of the other teams that are located?
Pittsburgh, Kansas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, so you got a little drive that you got to get down there, and I know how that is.
And of course, Wichita still.
Uh-huh. And still Wichita as well, so be involved with that. So how long have you been involved with the next level of basketball?
I was head coach of Wichita the previous 2 years. Mm-hmm. So that's, as far as coaching level, head coaching, that's it with this level.
But
so,
you're from the Pretty Prairie area,
yes.
correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I met you at the fair this last year.
Yep.
So,
yep, you did.
I was walking around and was looking at your equipment and realized that all of a sudden you mentioned Darren, of course, does your PA.
Right.
Now, is he going to still be in Wichita? Or is
he's still with Wichita.
I'll say. Yep. So that'd be different over there at Heston. So, and that's another thing you have to line up is all the support services that takes place.
That's the overwhelming part of it. It's all the infrastructure that goes into putting this together. It just consumes you for the last 5 months to get this going.
Does Heston charge a fee? I'm assuming they do, but like you said, they're really great to work with.
They are great.
Absolutely. As long as you have popcorn, Terry.
We do.
That's going to be important. Is you got to have popcorn. and maybe even hot dogs. Maybe not.
Yeah,
that.
We do.
Okay,
you're set.
Rob's in then, if that's the case. Rob is in. So, well, it's a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be a neat season again. It kicks off. We mentioned Friday. You meant Saturday.
I'm anxious to get going.
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually Saturday that we're.
So it's going to be the 14th
off,
is when it would kick off, and that'll be at 6 p.m. over at the Heston College at the gymnasium there. And I had that address. I'll pick it up again, located at 325 South College in Heston. So, and right now you have to go to your Facebook page, which is just
correct.
Central Kansas Twisters.
Yep.
Easy to get to.
Yep.
And be able to see.
That's our best source right now.
Yeah, exactly. So any streaming that's taking place?
Yes, everything will be live stream. It'll be through the Heston College platform.
Okay.
You go
okay.
to the website there. We should have a link on our Facebook page as well.
Awesome. So yep. that's good. So it'll be streamed and
yep.
and get that up and running. That'd be a pretty easy way for folks to be able to draw and get to that. So mm-hmm. makes it a lot of fun. So, Brian, where did you play? How did you get involved? You mentioned you have an ultrasound business, so you mm-hmm. stay busy with that. But where was your basketball background at?
Played a couple of years NAIA in Fremont, Nebraska, and then I walked on for the Huskers for a short time after that, and then came down here, didn't play, you know, real competitively for a while, and then I started up about 4 years ago with the Dodge City Gamblers, played
okay.
there for a year, and then 2 years for the Wizards, and now here in Heston. So.
Still got that bug, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Still got that bug. A lot of folks do. And I think it's amazing when there's some kids, especially out of high school, that maybe don't go out for college, like we're mm-hmm. talking about the Miller kid, but don't go out for college, but really start to develop their mm-hmm. athletic skills. I always talk about kids that redshirt. I got grandkids over in Wichita. They've all redshirted. We talk about the meaning they are held back getting into mm-hmm. school, and I think it's good for your development, especially when mm-hmm. you're a junior or senior in high school, to have that extra year. And you see it all the time in college.
Yeah, you do.
You see red shirts and et cetera, and there's a reason for that because mm-hmm. either could be injury or could be just fact they're just not quite ready. So it gives the opportunity. So
there's so much
an opportunity.
With the physical and mental side of it that, you know, it takes development to do it. And some of these players just, yeah, they're not ready until they're in their 20s sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, so this is the Central Kansas Twisters. They're going to be playing at Heston College coming up this Saturday night at 6 p.m. Cost of admission?
$10.
$10.
And under 10 and under is free.
Okay, 10 and under is free. So bring the kiddos out. And it'll
yep.
be a good family affair to come on over, and you'll take on an Oklahoma City team. And that'll be happening at 6 p.m. coming up on this Saturday night. You can catch the stream. Just go to their Facebook link, which is Central Kansas Twisters on Facebook. Easy to get to. And wish you the best luck, guys. We're going to try to make it over for a couple games.
Sounds we appreciate
like a lot
it.
Of fun.
Thank you.
You betcha. Again, special thanks to Terry Stuckey as well as Brian Weber as well, talking about the Central Kansas Twisters.